We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just, I mean, like covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here. I'm talking about Alabama. Y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi. All thrown in just for good measure. A couple more texts real quick. John C. from Madison again says, you think the Democrats will take action? I think they'd better. I don't know, bro. But here's the thing. Part of me also wonders if it's a bait and switch. Hey, let's go ahead and say that it was a Republican Secretary of State and they were fighting to keep us off the ballot. And then when we lose, we can contest it. Even though we all know that according to the playbook they set, that you're not allowed to contest election results. But we'll see where it goes. Gary from Decatur says, hey, they expected Ohio to cave just like Alabama did. Nice. I'll be honest with you. I think they did the right thing. Alabama, they were in session at the time. And, you know, truthfully, it's not going to affect the outcome of the race in Alabama. So we'll see what Ohio does, though. This is interesting, shall we say. All right, I'm jumping into the first dipper. I'm calling it They Just Don't Care. Because what amazes me is in the middle of controversy, in the middle of, you know, state law being passed to the contrary, in the middle of, you know, public outcry and backlash and all the other words you're getting so used to these days, what amazes me is when you find, you know, liberal corporations and local school boards and libraries and all of it, they just double down. Like, they don't even care. They're like, well, we're going to keep on with our woke virtue signaling, and you're going to have to like it because that's what we're going to do. Because, truthfully, it appears that sometimes that virtue signaling is more important than customer satisfaction or shareholder profit or, for that matter, what parents feel about their children's well-being. So the thing that caught my attention and got me resourcing for this dipper is a story off townhall.com. Came out today. Man, don't be messing with my Oreos. See, I could have gone all day without this story. Double stuffed Oreos, in my opinion, are like little pieces of manna from heaven. I'm just saying. I don't know for a fact when manna fell from heaven whether it was Oreos, but I think it might have been. I don't know this. I wasn't there. But I could definitely see how it could apply, especially double stuff. Double stuff Oreos. Once you've had double stuff Oreos, you will never go back. Big Rig, do you eat Oreos? Do you like Oreos?
I love Oreos.
Oreos are like, they are. They're manna from heaven.
They have to be dunked in milk, though.
Oh, see? That's good. That's real good. But double stuff Oreos. You have the double stuff Oreos, right?
Yeah, I have, but I like just the regular old Oreos.
Oh, dude, you're just blowing my whole theory. I said that once you go double stuff, you can... Okay, me personally, maybe it's the excess of it, but I like the double stuff Oreos. Anyway, story here on townhall.com. Starts off by saying, is Oreo going to be the next Bud Light? Oh, no. Come on. Said the cookie company's got about to be confronted at their annual shareholder meeting on Wednesday over its LGBTQ marketing and how that could tank business or irreparably tarnish the brand. Because, you know, nothing screams virtue signal like a rainbow cookie.
So are they being forced to talk about their views? Or
no.
Did they announce that they are going to?
They're just virtue signaling. They're just out there just doing all the things that Bud Light did that weren't necessary and alienating their base.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, because they're putting themselves there.
So. Oh, they're putting themselves there. But what's happened is a group called the National Legal and Policy Center bought shares in the company, which gives them a right to speak at shareholder meetings. You remember shareholders. They're the ones who actually care whether a company's profitable or not. So the shareholder meeting is coming up, and they intend to make a statement about whether or not Oreo, one of the major brands, is about to become the next Bud Light. It says the National Legal and Policy Center, the NLPC, is going to present to shareholders this week the fact that irresponsibly involving itself in politically divisive issues is and becoming deeply embroiled in left-wing activism could result in what they call reputational and financial risk. The NLPC's resolution calls to scrutinize these areas of risk, especially where they engage in risky relationships with outside organizations. Now, nowhere in here do they say people can't be gay. They're not saying that. What they're saying is you have chosen Oreo brand to align yourself with a specific group called PFLAG. What is PFLAG, Phil? I'm about to tell you. PFLAG is a group that calls itself the Parents and Families and Friends of Lesbians and Gays Network. PFLAG. They actively lobby against state laws that protect minors from medical transitions. They push against so-called gender-affirming procedures in school-age children, and they also sponsor pornographic books for libraries. Why is Maorio diving into porn books for kids? Because that's where we are. Because they just don't care. That's why. Some of the books that they sponsor, one's called This Book is Gay, which provides a guide to finding strangers on gay hookup apps. These are for kids, by the way. Or how about Gender Queer, which you've all heard about, features an illustration of oral sex performed on a sex toy. Or how about All Boys Aren't Blue, which contains underage incest. Or how about Flamer, which features several obscene sexual situations. Or another one called Lawn Boy, which describes minors performing sex acts on each other, among the sexually explicit things that PFLAG pushes. So why would they do this? Well, they're being called out on it, thank goodness. I'm curious what's going to... I'd love to be a fly on the wall in the shareholder meeting when they get up to make their statement. Will it make a difference? I don't know. What appears so far is that the owners of Oreo just don't care. By the way, it's not Nabisco. It's not formerly... It used to be Kraft Foods. Now it's a company called Mondelez. Mondelez is the owner of the Oreo brand. And Mondelez is apparently all into rainbow Oreos right now. With PFLAG. Why? Because they just don't care. They don't, and this is the whole point of this dipper. It's amazing to me when you see the level of concern, the level of outrage, the level of even state laws passed to the contrary, and they'll come in and they'll go, yeah, you know, we don't care. Alabama is a state that does not even sanction, does not allow, by law, does not allow surgical procedures to transition kids. We don't. We're a state that said no. I bet they sell a lot of Oreos in Alabama. What do you think? And yet they're going to go ahead and continue to have this reputation, this relationship with PFLAG. Because, you know, hey, never mind that 90% of your base that eats Oreos does not agree. How about this one? I'm pulling one from the Daily Wire. Daily Wire, Dateline yesterday. Ready for this headline? All right, so let me ask you this, Big Rig. You got. I know y'all homeschool right now, but you got small children. Your kids come home from school and say, "Daddy, Daddy, a genderqueer witch came and spoke to us at school today."
Well, the only person at home would be my wife, so.
Because you'd be on the way down to the school. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Pennsylvania school admitted on Monday that it allowed students to be surveyed by a, quote, genderqueer witch. Now, first of all, I have to look at it and go, what in God's name? What were they doing? Don't even try to pretend this is inclusiveness. This is about being inclusive. At what point did the person present their business card to you and say, I'd like to come speak to the kids. Here's my business card. I'm a genderqueer witch. And you went, okay, come on down. Pennsylvania school admitted on Monday it allowed students to be surveyed by a genderqueer witch on sex topics. Oh, it gets better. It wasn't just a genderqueer witch. It was the topics that said genderqueer witch was there to survey. Sex with ninth graders, by the way. Without parental permission, by the way. It gets better. Concerns from parents in the Unionville-Chads Ford School District in southeastern Pennsylvania over Unionville High School bringing in someone by the name of Denny Tobin, a so-called genderqueer witch, to speak to high school freshmen about dating violence. Well, that all adds up. I'm here to talk to you about bad relationships, and I'm a genderqueer witch. Okay. Parents who actually protested were, believe it or not, accused of, you guessed it, misinformation. The sex theme survey was handed out to kids. The genderqueer witch spent time with the kids. High school principal Amy Jenkins found that this was not in compliance with school policy, and they have discontinued their relationship now with the Chester County Crime Victims Center, which sponsored the genderqueer witch and the sex survey. The Chester County Crime Victims Center. The principal said the teachers at school had been reminded of all the requirements the district policy has about, you know, surveys and things. To which the parents went, are you going to take any remedial or disciplinary action? And there's been no response to that. which is pretty like saying no. So what this means is somebody thought it'd be a good something or other to do, to take time away from academics, to bring in somebody who's a self-professed genderqueer witch and have them talk to the kids about sex. Because that's why we send our kids to school. According to the district, the surveys were administered at the school as part of a ninth grade health class. The district no longer works with the CVC now, but has not disclosed the exact reason why. I'll tell you why. Because they looked at it and somebody with common sense went, my God, what are y'all doing? Stop it. Break it off right now. Don't answer any more emails. Pretend it didn't happen. But don't do any more. Yeah, that's where we are. You know why? Because they just don't care. Lewis from Trinity says, they got mega stuffed Oreos now. Holy cow, do they really? When your Oreo is an inch thick, it might be a little too much, just saying.
I don't know. I don't really like the stuffing that much.
You're starting to bother me right now. Sit over there and push your buttons. What are you doing?
That's just me. I like the regular ones.
Okay, but I can't go mega stuffed. I think mega stuffed, I'd feel guilty. Yeah. Why don't you just go ahead and just put a wad of icing in my hand and say eat?
I'd be fine if there wasn't any icing in it. I'd probably still eat them.
Oh, well, you do that, though. When you peel them apart,
yeah,
one half's normal. The other half's got the icing.
I'll take the normal side.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I can do it. But I'm still worried about you not liking the double stuff. Anyway, David from Danville says, O-R-E-O. Nice, David. I see what you did there. Alan from Arab says, Phil, we stopped bringing Oreos because of the satanic symbol on the Oreo. Look at it. What? Okay. I'm going to...
Is that like the Monster Energy drink thing?
Now you're confusing me again. I don't know.
There's like this...
Is that a pentagram on the monster?
There's something to do with the devil and Monster Energy drinks and also the devil and Pokemon cards and there's all kinds of stuff.
Pokemon's legit. Pokemon's legit. Pokemon... I don't know about Monster. I don't even drink Monster drinks, but I'm pretty sure they'd send my heart into arrhythmia.
It's all the devil.
Jeff from Indiana says, Phil, as a food clinic for Right Side, you may want to buy some mega stuffed Oreos. They have three times the goodness. Three times the icing. He sends me a meme. And good Lord, I feel my blood sugar going up just looking at the picture. Raven from Russell says, Colonel, I'm thankful I don't have any small children. The school system should also be thankful for this. Yeah, I agree. All right, take me to a break, Big Rig. We'll do that right now. We'll come right back and we'll keep on going. I got several more of these. They just don't care. Like, how about, can they go ahead and just force LGBTQ ideologies on kids, even when parents object? Some places say yes. And then why is the school nurse doing hormone treatments on kids? Come on. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just, I mean, like making common sense like a superpower. I look at some of these things we're talking. By the way, who sent that text in? Was that Wyatt?
Wyatt
from Florence.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Genius. Wyatt. He says, stick a fork through the cream so you can dunk the whole Oreo.
That is pretty epic. Like, not even take it apart.
Yeah.
See, I like to take mine apart. But he's not even taking it apart. You just slide the fork in through the side
mm-hmm.
and then just dunk the whole thing in the milk.
Genius.
That is... That's next level thinking.
But I don't know if we can eat Oreos anymore.
That's though. An Oreo strategy. But yes, yeah. You're right. Now we're dealing with, you know, fruit fly Oreos.
Might have to get the knockoff brand.
But do they have the double stuff in the knockoff brands?
I don't know.
We're going to find out. All right. Mel from Huntsville, by the way, says the M on the Monster Drink logo looks like the Hebrew numbers 666. I have never heard this. I cannot help but believe that's got to be a coincidence. Surely. Okay. Anyway, if someone knows why that, or if it's done on purpose, I'd like to know. Back to they just don't care. How about this one? Story here on The Federalist. The Federalist has this piece. Headline is, court rules that schools can force LGBT ideologies on kids against the parents' religious objections. Okay. Okay. So apparently in Maryland, state law says there's opt-out provisions. If there are things being taught or presented in schools that in some way conflict with a person's faith, the parents are allowed to opt their child out of that lesson. That's where we are, man. But apparently one school system is going, nah, we're just going to go ahead and blow that off because they don't care. In August of 2023, three families, one Muslim family, a Christian family, and a Jewish family, all brought a case against the Montgomery County Board of Education because of their policy change that removed the opt-out provision, which was supposed to be state law. How does a local school board do this? Well, they just don't care, first of all. It says previously, parents received advance notice of materials that would be read to children and could opt out, and the school board announced that parents would no longer receive advance notice and they could no longer opt out. Why? Well, because they determined there was not enough inclusiveness. Well, there you have it. Books in the English arts, language arts program were just insufficiently representative, it says, of LGBTQ characters, because God knows 2% of the population better be represented than 90% of the books. That's the way it works. Apparently, that's the rule. I don't know where the math came from, but that's what you interpret here. Read between the lines. The clause states in the law, here's the loophole they used. The clause states that if requests become too frequent or too burdensome, keyword, the school may refuse to accommodate the request. Schools are not required to alter fundamentally the educational program or create a separate educational program or a separate course to accommodate a student's religious practice or belief. So therefore, ergo, deciding that the LGBT inclusion in the curriculum was fundamental and the requests were then too burdensome, you got three families that were suing. It's apparently very burdensome for their three children to not have to sit through this lesson. But it was too burdensome to the school district, and so they're getting away with it by claiming, that's the deal, man. It's a sorry. Because they don't care. Because they believe that they are allowed to tell your children whatever they want to tell them, and they just have to live with it. But U.S. District Judge Deborah Boardman, up in the Maryland Circuit Courts, dismissed the parents' concerns and noted that every court that has reviewed similar mandatory public school curricula has found that mere exposure. Listen, it's like mere exposure is going to hurt your child? Well, friggin' yeah. What else do you think? I don't know. They sit there and watch TV every day, and it's storyline after storyline of death and destruction. Don't you think that would impact their psyche? Well, the same is true of you presenting a topic constantly and telling them, this is the way it is. It's science. You were born wrong. We can help with that, though. That's just amazing. But it's being challenged right now. It runs contrary to the First Amendment, says the senior counsel for the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty. Parents ought to have a right to receive notice and opt their children out. And they're taking this thing further into court. And I believe they should. Because, listen, they don't care. They're determined to have their agenda. You can tell somebody at the school board headquarters has got, you know, basically a liberal leaning, and they're determined to go ahead and make this happen. And then let's see, which one do I want here? I'm going to grab this one first. Let me grab this one. Headline off the Daily Fetched. DailyFetched.com. Healthcare organization at Seattle Public Schools offers gender-affirming hormone therapy. Now, why is this in schools? Why? This should be an elective, if anything, under state law. It should be an elective where your mommy picks you up from school and takes you to get your gender-affirming care at the clinic. You should not be seeing the school nurse going, hey, by the way, new services. We're offering hormone treatments for children. And that's what they're doing. School-based health centers in Seattle, gender-affirming care.
This is why I homeschool.
Yeah, because they don't care. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Coming back, Lee from Huntsville calling in. We'll be right back. Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two on this hump day. And we're going to go ahead and go to the phones. We're in this first dipper still. They just don't care. And coming on the phones right now is our intrepid Lee from Huntsville, who is out in the community lately, just cracking the whip, herding the cats, roping the goats, and going to talk to us about libraries. Hey, Lee, how you doing?
I am good. I'm a little frustrated over what Huntsville-Madison County is trying to do here, but you just have to make people aware. The more people are aware of what's happening, the more pushback they'll get.
Totally agree. So just to refresh everybody's memory, the state Alabama Public Library Service Board just this past week, I believe, is passed a ruling that if you don't take the porn out of the kiddie section, you don't get money from the state. Am I right?
I mean, that's breaking it down pretty at a base level, but yes. And also, not purchasing any additional if they want state funding, physical location, where if it's in the children's section, a young adult, adult, that sort of thing. So it's kind of both of those things as well. So it's not only where it is in the library, but whether or not they should purchase any more of it, which would be the goal, is to not purchase it. They put these out last week, these new revised guidelines, APLS did. And the next day, 24 hours later, Huntsville Madison County Public Library Board puts out their new policies, which look nothing like that whatsoever.
No.
As a matter of fact, they're basically sticking their finger in the eye of the governor and the APLS board and basically saying, we're going to do whatever we want.
Because they just don't care.
And we don't need to. No. And they've got at risk a little over $500,000 in funding. Now, they're probably thinking, well, we have a budget of $7.5 million, which is substantial. And think about this, people. They're trying to build new libraries. Like the downtown library either needs to be redone because it's just got a ton of problems, or rebuilt. And you're putting a lot of money in the hands of these people who carelessly treat what children have access to. And not only that, but at this point, it's bordering on promotion.
Yeah, this point they have to flagrantly decide not to comply, and let me ask you, you were at the meeting, right?
Yes.
So did they provide like commentary to this? Like, did anyone say, well, you know what, screw them, we're just going to go ahead and say we don't want their money, we'll get it somewhere else? What did they say?
No, they did not mention the dollar amount. They kind of want to keep that in the background, because it. My thinking is that they're not going to, they're ruled by these liberal librarians here in this town. In the oldest, by the way, the oldest library system in the state is Huntsville Madison County. We're like one of the oldest cities in the state. So I think they're willing to lose it, and they're going to walk right up to Huntsville City and say, make it up, please.
So,
with their hand out at a time when when your average person is having trouble paying their bills. And they're going to want more in taxes to cover their arrogance, essentially. We think that we can just walk away from that and make the people here just pay more.
Okay, so this is mind-boggling. First of all, there's so many layers here. So first of all, they are not about to take the porn out of the kiddie section. If they want it there, they're just going to put it there. Everybody can just go take a flying leap because they just don't care. But then the second thing is, in an epic, fiscally unrestrained manner, they're just basically saying, we're going to go ahead and forego $500,000 in funding that is a assured thing, and we're going to go over here and see if we can get it from local taxpayers instead of the state. That's just
mismanagement. Well, they didn't say that. That is my opinion, is what they're going to do. Basically, the library, I think he's the board president, Mr. Gray, said these policies are ongoing, and we can make changes at any time we want to. But here's the thing. They've never made changes that went in any direction but more left.
Yeah.
So do I have confidence that they're going to make changes that meet the APLS board recommendations? No, I do not. I mean, they basically, their new policy, they didn't address at all the age restrictions on the card, which is one of the statements that the APLS said. The 18 and under have to be restricted to like their age groups where they can check out books. And not the adult section. They never even mentioned that. That's not in any of their materials. So that right there, they could lose funding because of that. I think that may be something where they might be willing to bend. Maybe they're still in discussions. Maybe they got to figure out how to make that work, what code to put in to change the cards. But it's a simple fix.
Well, it is. But let me ask you this: in the presentation of the, I assume they passed a resolution. But was there any dissenting vote?
The policy. No
dissent, not all.
None. Zero dissent. And the vast majority of the board is appointed by Huntsville City Council. There's only a couple of people, I think, two from Madison and one from the county, and maybe like seven or eight from Huntsville. It's a majority Huntsville board. And no, there was not a single dissenting vote. And actually, Mr. Gray said before this time they did public comment in the beginning, which is different. And he said before anybody spoke, he essentially said, "We've already put all this time into this. Since it was a done deal, like you understood what he was saying. If they were going to vote on this, it was going to pass, and there was not a single dissenting vote."
Wow.
There were speakers on both sides, more on the side of against what was going on. There was a few people from Read Freely that spoke, but only a couple. But I think they had an understanding that they were pretty much going to get whatever they wanted.
Yeah,
on this.
They didn't bother to show up in force because they already knew it was a done deal.
I mean, they were there, but they were not speaking, and they were just kind of, you know, showing up and doing their blue hair support. But
okay, so let me ask you this: what's the city council or the mayor's office saying? Do you have any idea?
The city council basically told the concerned groups, like Clean Up Alabama, Moms for Liberty, that they don't want to get involved in pressuring the board, even though they appointed them. So essentially, to me, that's just punking out. They're just like, well, yeah, sorry, we don't want to get involved. The mayor's office wouldn't have a conversation with anyone. They totally ducked everything and wouldn't have any kind of conversation. I also want to mention this, too. They also voted on a policy that prohibits exhibits. You've seen the exhibits that they have. They've now passed a policy that will not allow a specific religious concept in an exhibit.
What now? Say that again?
They're no longer going to allow. Like, you can't have an Easter exhibit.
Wow. Are they going to do Pride Month?
I guarantee you go. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Go down there on June 1st. Let's take a look on what they got out. But,
unbelievable.
Because they're going to say that's not religious, although I beg to differ. It's cultish as anything I've ever seen. But, you know, that's going to be front and center. But now, and my guess is they'll still have Christmas stuff, but it's going to be non-religious.
Happy holidays.
Even though Santa Claus was religious. But you know what I'm saying? Like, it'll have, like, Easter Bunny or something. But you're not going to, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to become devoid. They went the opposite direction, honestly, and they never even mentioned sexually explicit materials in their policies at all. Like, those words aren't in there.
Well, so let me ask you this. Obviously, we care, we do, about what's in the libraries and the kids section. Do you know for a fact, are some of the most objectionable books that we've talked about over the last year, are they actually in the Huntsville Public Library right now in those kids sections?
100%. We checked them out.
Oh, my gosh.
I've had them in my hand. Yes. And they'll sit there and tell you. And I've watched them. They're gaslighting experts. And I'll be like, it's not there. Oh, it's there. And when you show them a book and say, which has some of the most filthy things you've ever seen, and they'll say, oh, well, that's just sex education. Well, that's not like any sex education I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Sex
education used to be things like, abstinence and how to understand, why your body works a certain way. Now it's like sex education is teaching you how to have sex well before
it's
you're
kink.
Ever supposed
it's
to be hitting puberty.
Education now. It's kink. Like, let's talk about, toys and BDSM. Yeah. No, let's not.
Oh,
but
my gosh.
I just see them ducking and covering, and if they lose the money, I think they're willing to lose it.
Well, so if they lose $500,000, here's my only hope. If they've chosen to lose $500,000, I hope they also wind up losing a little bit more because people don't want to start holding their events there and they don't want to rent facilities. And then they start losing public support when it comes time to, sell tickets for the raffle to buy new books. People need to remember this because basically the will and the desire of the vast majority of the area that they support is against what they're doing. And I also hope this. I hope that when they go over with their hat in their hand to the Huntsville City Council and the mayor's office and say, could you just please give us $500,000 so that we can keep putting gay porn in the kids section, that someone over there looks at them and says, no, go take the friggin' books off the shelf and get your money back from the state like you used to. That's all they got to do.
And we're gonna make sure that the city councilmen, especially the ones that are running right now, talking to you, John Meredith, we're going to be asking you these questions at every town hall, everywhere you go. You're going to be getting these questions.
Wow.
You appointed these people and then you ducked. you're getting the question.
Moms for Liberty's on it. Lee from Huntsville, thank you for what you do, as always. You are intrepid, my friend.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Have a great day. We'll keep up with you soon, all right?
Thanks.
All right. See ya. Wow. That's just, you know, that what a capstone moment there for the they just don't care dipper. But that's it's just so obvious. It's so obvious they don't care. I mean, their intent right now is to make sure they are allowed to virtue signal and say what they want to and tell your kids things you would never want your kids being told. You know why? Because they can. Because they know better. They know a whole lot better than all you parents. My word, you silly parents. What rights do you have? Just because you're parents doesn't mean you're like in charge of the kids or something. I mean, that's where we are right now. Too often what we're finding is they just don't care.
And that's why I homeschool.
And that's why he homeschools. All right, we're gonna take a break right now. We'll take that break and come right back. You want to text or call in? The text lines are indeed open, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, wow. Just saving the world one soundbite at a time. George from Huntsville says, why aren't they telling the kids how beneficial it is to be normal? There you go, trying to apply common sense. Raven from Russellville again says, shouldn't what our children are exposed to, our, all caps, children exposed to in a taxpayer-funded school, all caps, be up to the parents? If a school did that to one of my kids, it would not end well. We got a brand new texter in the line who's trying to figure out if they really do have us on the line. Would you just text back with them, their big rig? I'd appreciate it. Thomas from Athens says, I wonder if Moms for Liberty would be interested in organizing for your April. We are. By the way, Thomas, thank you very much. He's asking about Hero Story Hour featuring law enforcement, EMTs, and firefighters. We have indeed been having that discussion, and I do believe it's going to happen. So stand by for that. And then Navy Phil from Athens says, Lee's right. Time to go up the chain of command, city and county councils, mayor and county commissioners, maybe visit and pull on all the nooks and place them in other sections. Pull all the books, I think he says, and place them in other sections. There's an idea. All right, I'm going to jump over here to the phones. Is that Brian? Brian from Huntsville. How you doing, buddy?
Doing well. And that last segment, thank both of you and Lee and Moms for Liberty, because I'm wondering, public library, if those are sitting in there, can I not go check those books out and pretend like, oops, I lost it, or my dog took a whiz on it, and pay him a little bit of money towards the end of the time, and that way I don't lose my card. I can go back and do it again. Get enough people doing that, maybe we'll get the idea.
You know, it's just I cannot advocate for such behavior, Brian. I cannot sit here and advocate for this recklessness that you espouse. But I could see it happening, just so you know.
All right. Y'all have a great day.
See you, man. You know, I guarantee it's going to happen. There's going to be a list that winds up getting published of the books that are really offensive. And you're going to have parents go down there and go, well, I'll just check that out now. And then it'll be on the checked out list. And someone will come in with pink hair and a nose ring and go, I was looking for genderqueer. I'm sorry, that book's been checked out. Oh, rats. Well, tell me when it comes back. Well, it's been out for like 9 months. Really? Must be very popular. Yes.
Exactly.
I can hear the conversation now. It's.
I hope someone does that.
Just take them off the shelves. Just me and you talking. We can't espouse that kind of behavior.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Brand new in the text line is James from St. Clair County. James, we're glad you're there, man. Just join on in. And give us your thoughts and opinions. John from Huntsville says, there's John from Huntsville. I wondered where he was. He said, Phil, they ought to have deep fried beer battered Oreos. John, I'm pretty sure that's called a heart pill.
I think they do have deep fried Oreos somewhere in the South.
I've seen them. They have deep fried Oreos. I believe I had one time, as a matter of fact. But beer battered is a whole different layer.
Yeah, that's different.
Deep fried beer battered Oreos. Can we just have some deep fried sweet tea while we're at it too? I mean, this is like, this is wow. And then John's also said, by the way, Lee from Huntsville is currently in the lead. There's still Grand Council coming. Hang on.
Yep.
There's more. All right. We're going to be jumping into the next topic here momentarily as soon as we get back from the break. In harm's way, I want to remind you guys, especially with the fact that we have Memorial Day upon us, I want to remind you guys that we have troops in harm's way right now. And I don't say that like, you know, they're out there training hard. I mean, they're actually in areas where bad things happen to good people. Not even a designated war zone, but certainly a conflict zone. We've got troops right now going hard places to do hard things, and folks don't even remember they're there. And that's what's so frustrating is you look at it and think, all right, they put on the uniform of our country and they go to do what the leaders of the country say they must do. And they do it well. And they do it at great risk. And they come home, and when people say, where you been, man? I've been so-and-so. We got troops there? Freaking yeah, we got a lot of troops there. I mean, did you know what's going on in Niger? Do you know what's going on in the Horn of Africa? Do you know what's going on in Syria and Iraq? Do you know what's going on, oh, by the way, in Gaza? We don't have U.S. troops in Gaza, do we? Anyway, we'll talk about all of that. Next segment's going to be called In Harm's Way, and it's a good one. And I encourage you all to listen and sort of dial in on the fact that with Memorial Day coming up, yeah, we're remembering people who paid the ultimate price, but I don't ever want to forget those who are out there still serving right now, too, and where they are. Some of them, they're in harm's way. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.